Good evening. This is your host, Sandira Mendez, on the Natural Radio Show, where bronze women worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to encourage holistic and sufficient discussions as a way of empowerment and upliftment for all bronze women of all shades worldwide on the Natural Radio Show. Today's date is December 3rd, 2018. On a Tuesday evening, and tonight's topic is going to be about trust in reality. Please be advised, this is an audio recording for podcasting. This is not a live talk show, so it's just a recording. So I just want all my listeners to know offhand. Usually for the broadcasting, if it's live, you will call in a number and press the number 1. So usually that's how we will conduct the live broadcasting. So being that we're not doing that, it's just a straight, once again, audio regarding the show on tonight. So a brief overview of what last week's show topic was about is why beauty will always be in the eyes of the beholder. And what was discussed in last week's show was, what is internal beauty and how to develop it, and what is external beauty and how it should be expressed, and how to internalize beauty as bronze women, and how we externalize beauty as bronze women. So, once again, tonight's topic is trust in reality. Now, the reason why I came up with that topic in particular is because you have a lot of people, especially in the bronze, you know, community, sometimes we might have a little issue with trusting and our values and standards on the, you know, trusting each other and the factor, the certain types of factors that go into, you know, the labeling of trust and how you can trust someone, how you can confide in someone, how you can know that you know that you know that you can trust someone. You know, I just want to talk about it just in reality and what it is. And especially when it comes down to bronze women, we definitely have a high demand on trust in itself. And we look at trust from different perspectives of what it mean and what it entail, going back into what it factors into. So I wanted to talk about the difficulty in trusting and why trust is so hard to develop and extend to others. And some of the things I wanted to talk about that we all can identify with is when we get betrayed by someone or something, and we feel as though, you know, we've been let down or disappointed. But a lot of times, just the betrayal in itself, what it actually does to the person on a psychological level and on a, I don't really want to say on a sentimental level, I won't say emotional, but on a sentimental level, it weakens a person's confidence and ability to trust. When you have someone, especially if it's repeatedly done to a person, and you know, even when a person take a step back and they like, did I do anything wrong to cause this, or did I do anything, you know, 9 times out of 10 you didn't do anything, but the fact of the other person betraying you in particular. So for those who experience, you know, betrayal in itself, I wanted to just put out there that, you know, that's what actually happens and which cause a difficulty in trusting other people and extending that trust. Okay, another factor would be is having or developing bad habits that are done by default without resistance. So what I mean by that is the way I look at trust first is how you are able to trust your own self And based off of how you have a self-assurance within yourself and a trusting factor within yourself is how you will be able to extend that trust onto other people. So you have to have a sound judgment and a sound mind when it comes down to self-assurance and being able to trust yourself, to trust what you will do and what you will not do, to trust what you will say, what you will not say. All of those things factor into trusting. So with that in mind, bad habits could be anything. It could be a drug use habit. It can be alcoholism. It can be being promiscuous. It can be a whole number of things that go against, you know, the odds of who you are and what you're meant to be. So based off of just the urge and the pleasure behind, you know, those things that you do that are bad habits or habitual, you know, or being a pathological liar, you know, those things, you know, happen by default without your resistance. So 9 times out of 10, if you are a pathological liar or you a thief, you steal or things like that, and it's just something that happens by default, then it's a bad habit that you have. So of course, you're not going to have a healthy perspective on trusting yourself. You're not going to even have a healthy self-assurance within yourself because of the things that you do that go, you know, that goes against you, that is not conducive. So what actually happens is that you have a misjudgment in things. And as a result of being having misjudgment towards things and people, you know, you become your own worst enemy. So sometimes you might look at other people as a reflection of or deflection, and really it could be you just seeing a mirror version of yourself. You know, so nine times out of 10, you know, that can be a very difficult factor in when you realize that you are your own worst enemy. And to develop a self-assurance and trust within yourself, you have to realize or come to the level of acknowledgement that some things need to be addressed. You know, you got to face the reality about yourself, especially if you are a type of person where nobody can confide in you and you tell them something personal, or somebody tells you something personal and you go and you gossip behind their back and you talk behind their back, you know, hypothetically speaking, or you just backbiting or just being a spiteful person. You know the things that you are actually doing and what you do. So instead of having you know, the habitual behavior repeated, you know, you need to at least have some mercy on the fact of, you know, the fact of you, you know, repeating the same behavior over and over and feeling as though it's nothing wrong. You got to find something wrong with it in particular, because if you realize that you're always having an issue with someone and it's the same exact thing but different people, then you have to do an assessment on yourself. Okay, you have to look at it like, you know what, I need to take accountability. I need to take responsibility for my actions and the things that I do, you know, and check myself before I get checked by anyone else. That's how you develop, you know, the trusting factor. But as I said, it can be a difficult thing, especially when a person desensitizes themselves and they see nothing wrong in their behavior or the habitual habit that they have that is not conducive to them. Okay, so that can be a factor into being a difficulty in trusting yourself in particular. Okay, and then the sense of reliability and security in others have declined. And what I mean by that is that when, like I said, when you've been betrayed and someone, you could be in relationships, when you were in a relationship with someone, that sense of reliability and security goes way, 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 way down. And although sometimes people get back into relationship and they say to themselves, well, you know what, I'm going to restore this relationship, I'm going to restore this trust, this person is going to gain back my trust, that's courage. That's courage when you're able to do that and you're able to come to a point of forgive and forget, not just forgetting what the person doing, but forgiving and moving on, you know, but keeping in mind what they done that was an offense or an error, what, you know, what they done, but you don't bring it back up to them and present it to them. It's something, if you forgive somebody, you leave it in the past, and that's it. So it's about forgiving and moving on. And when you're able to do that, that's a lot of courage. When you're giving that same person to restore back that trusting factor, doesn't mean that that person could come back into your life or things will actually be the same again. Doesn't mean that at all. All it means is that you're giving that person an opportunity and you extended your forgiveness already. In fact, when you learn how to also forgive yourself, that's also a conditioning and healthy aspect. When you're able to forgive yourself for, you know, for whatever things, you know, if you add it to the situation or whatever, you know, how the situation was caused or whatever, what caused and effect of it, but you're able to forgive yourself and forgive the other person. That is what trusting is about. So going back to the fact of being courageous and you're allowing, you know, the person to, you know, restore back that trust. Again, like I said, that is a courageous move, and more power to you if you're able to do that, you know. But a lot of times, and most times, it's very difficult, especially when you are in relationship with someone and they betray you or they go against you or they do something in particular that to lose, you know, the trusting factor, you know. Like I said, the reliability and security goes all the way down. Sometimes it's to the point where the person can't even trust a person, especially if they're dealing with a person that's a habitual liar, and you know they say one lie after one, you know, one lie after another, and things of that nature. Just hypothetically speaking, that trusting factor will never ever be restored. If anything, you know, if you're dealing with a person like that, you have to deal with them at arm's length, because they are a danger to themselves, and they also a danger to you as well, because they don't see no wrong in anything that they do. Okay, they feel, you know, justified by their behavior. They feel justified by, just a lot of, you know, things that people do. They try to rationalize, you know, in terms of their behavior and what they do, but it's really a false premises for being able to trust someone or being able to be a trustworthy person. Okay, another factor would be having a negative experience and encounter, which prevents positive opportunities. And a negative experience could be that, let's say you're going for a job opportunity, and let's say you had the opportunity to do something, and when it's presented to you, you're doubting yourself. So when you're doubting yourself, that means you don't trust that you have the capability or ability to fulfill a certain role or that position that you have. So that can be a difficult aspect, because you're allowing fear to step in the way, along with doubt of you obtaining that opportunity, you know. So this is all factors into the difficulties in trusting and being able to extend the trust to other people, and why it can be hard at times. Moving along to trust in reality, which is the pinnacle of the topic. So what does it mean to be trustworthy? When you actually establish reliability with others, when you build up a rapport with other people and they see that you have a good, strong, sound character about yourself, and it's very solid, your character is not wavering between, you're not presenting or being deceptive to the person offhand, you actually show the person who you actually are. There's no condescendence to it. And based off of you being who you are, you establish that reliability and that rapport with the person that you know is genuine and sincere. So that's how you build up a trusting factor, when you're extending it and you being able to be a trustworthy person. Okay, so moving along to the fact of an honest person that advocates for the truth, especially if you're a person that's about the truth and you have no partiality of justice or being able to get the truth in itself, then you are a trustworthy person and you're able to extend trust to those who are worthy enough to have your trust in return. Okay, and then being a confident companion. When people can confide in you and they know that they can share something with you that is a personal preference, and they know without a doubt that you're not going to go back and repeat it to someone else and make a gossip out of it or a rumor out of it. When you are able to keep and seal what a person say to you, then you are a confident companion. Okay, when you value the things that people share with you, and you have a respect for the things that they share with you, especially when they confide in you, you know, that's a very high standard for someone to come to you and talk to you about certain things, or even ask for your advice on things. That makes you a confident companion, which is excellent. Okay, and then the level of commitment to cause or a task. So based off of your level of commitment to something, it could be you advocating the truth and you all the way in. There's no partiality, one foot in and one foot out. You all the way in the situation. That means your level of commitment and to a cause or a task or something that you had to execute and bring into fruition. You know, it says a lot about you being a trustworthy person when you're able to be committed. Because believe you me, a lot of people have a lot of issues with commitment in itself. Being committed to, you know, doing the right thing for themselves, that's being one. And then being committed to something, you know, outside of themselves all the way until the end. You know, so these things are what can define a trustworthy person. And you can always add to the thought of what I'm sharing, you know. So just wanted that to be known. So moving along to the development of self-trust. So how do you develop trust within yourself? If you are wondering, how do you trust yourself? One of the things you have to do is understand or have an understanding of the underlying principles of yourself and others. When people cross boundaries with you, okay, or you cross, you know, boundaries with other people, you want to always stand correct whether you crossing a boundary with someone or not. And that has a lot to do with your respect factor, okay? And if you understand the principles, you know, the underlying principles of yourself and on of others, then that's how you can develop trust for yourself and for others as well. Okay, because that means that in respect of the principles or just law in general, you know, the law and order and principles in itself, when you follow that paradigm, then it's a natural order to those principles, to whereas you will have a solid self-assurance within yourself, and then you will be able to have those certain principles that are solidified and defined within your character, within your boundaries, and things of that nature. Okay, so that's one factor in of how you can develop trust within yourself. And then the refusal to accept any form of partiality in the truth. So you cannot have a half truth and then feel like you're gonna go off of it 100%, because then there's partiality to the truth. And as they shall say, that a half truth is equivalent to a lie. So this is why you have to be come to the knowledge of refusing to accept any partiality in truth. Any truth that is given to you in half measures should not be measured to the capacity of the whole 100%. Especially when it comes down to an issue. You know, if a person have a conflict with each other, you shouldn't just go off for one story. You have to realize that it's two sides of a story and not just one. And I always say it's three sides, because it's the side of the person A, the side of a person B, and then it's the side of Amen, okay, the Most High, you know, that rules out A and B, because ultimately, you know, the judgment of all seeing and all power and all knowledge is the Most High, Amen. So even when a person is having a conflict, to be a great mediator You have to be able to get both sides of the story to make a proper judgment or assessment on a situation and not just go with one side of a half truth and then run with it. You know, so you want to make sure that when you're collecting the truth or you gathering the truth, that you're making a complete circle and not a half circle when it comes down to, you know, a hypothetical situation of there being a conflict at hand. Okay, so you want to be able to refuse that, because once you are able to do that, you also solidify the trusting factor within yourself. And then having a self-love and respect for yourself. Okay, when you have a healthy love for yourself, then you're not going to accept nothing less than that from others. Okay, you're going to look at other people from the same standard of how you handle yourself. Okay, and what I mean by that is that if you know that you have a strong sense of self-love about yourself, you know that it's a time and it's a place for everything, okay? And it's a season for everything, time, place, and season for everything, okay? And when it comes down to self-love and respect in itself, you have to understand that when you have a level of respect for yourself, people will see that, okay? You don't have to enforce it. You don't have to demand it. You don't have to, you know, create a situation or condition or whatever to get an acknowledgement or respect. When you have that strong regalness and respect for yourself and self-love about yourself, people will see that and will not cross lines with you under no conditions. Now, people that's listening to this, to the sound of my voice and listening to the advice that I am giving, you know, you can agree to disagree with me because you see your truth a certain way. This is why I say trust in reality. So your reality of trust in itself and in dealing with a situation of self-love and respect may be different in perspective, and that's fine. But the way I see it is that when it comes down to having that self-love and respect for yourself, and there's no condescendence to your character, people are going to see that and respect you for who you are. You don't have to put a cloak over you or feel as though you have to hide. Just be who you are. Be who you are. And if you have to roll with the punches, if you have to fight back or whatever the case might be or whatever the situation had to be, if you are up against a conflict, then you stand your ground. Stand your ground to the end, but also keep in mind and keep that you have to be accountable for everything that you do. Everything that you say, everything that you do, you have to be accountable for it. Okay? When it comes down to the whole truth and nothing but the truth, there should be no partiality in the truth in itself. Even if you're given one side of a story, you have to give the other side of the story as well. It has to be some type of duality in the conflict in itself. Because like I said, it's the person truth, the other person truth, and the truth, which is the most high truth. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to the assessment of both people who have their own truth and their own story, the Most High can examine the heart of a person, okay? And that does not mean that the person in themselves should be able to judge another person based off of the heart or the design of how they make up, whether, you know, you disagree with them or whatever the case might be. You cannot judge a person just based off of your own assessment, you know? So going back to the Most High, examining the heart of these people with their own different types of truth, you know, ultimately, he will give the judge, or the Most High will give the judge on, you know, both perspectives, okay? And 9 times out of 10, if your heart is not in the right place and you're doing it from an egotistical standpoint, then you're gonna reap a punishment behind it, okay? And you have to also understand that anything that you do in life, just in general, I don't care what it is, if you are a bully, or you bullying other people, you teasing other people, or whatever the case might be, or you talk about other people, you gossiping behind other people back or whatever, and you feel that it's harmless, at the end of the day, those acts are not harmless. It always come back, because talking about karma, it comes back in a different form, okay? So this is why I say you have to be very mindful of the things that you do and be held accountable for everything that you do. That's a part of trusting yourself and keeping yourself intact and responsible. Okay, so this is what self-love and respect is all about. Okay, and then having a healthy reassurance of one's well-being. Okay, when you have a healthy reassurance of yourself, then you have a different outlook about yourself. When you don't have no inferior complex, you don't feel like you have to put a cloak over you to feel as though you got to pretend to be something that you're not, or, you know, feel that you have to, you know, fight your way in between things, whatever, you know, in terms of you just being who you are. When you feel that assurance, then it's a healthy reassurance that you can have, because you're not measuring yourself to the standard of anyone else. You're measuring yourself to the standard of the Most High, Amen, and how Amen sees you in your development, in your growth, your evolution. You're not worrying about what other people think, and you're not fighting battles that are not your battles to be fighting in the first place. Okay, so this is something to take serious, you know, to think about how to develop a self-trust for yourself, healthy, so that way you can make the proper judgment of on being able to extend your trust onto other people, okay? And as the show is coming to a close, I want to talk about the extension of trust and how to extend trust to others. And it's just three things that you have to keep in mind. And the first thing is the evaluation of a person's character. It says a whole lot. The caliber of a person's character says a whole lot about them. Okay? I'm not talking about their personality when they having a smiley face and laughing in people's face, joking around, jolly and happy and this, that, the third. Oh, ha, 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 ha. But then when things get a little serious, is oh, then you want to get serious. No, I'm not. That's personality. When it comes down to character, that means you solidify in your character. You have a sound judgment. You respect yourself and you respect other people. People give you that respect back in return because of the level of respect for you have for yourself. That's come from character. Character building. And character is not interchangeable with personality. Okay? Because oftentimes personality is always interchangeable and always bound to change based off of conditions and encounter circumstances that they have with other people. So if you are a person that has a character and you know in general, or you are a person that's looking to extend your trust onto other people, evaluate the person's character and not their personality. Okay, because people have split personalities, they can have personality disorders, they can have a whole lot of issues, which denotes that them being unstable in their actions and their demeanors. Okay, so that's one thing to just pay close attention to, especially for you bronze women. When it comes down to us being able to trust each other, we should be able to trust each other on a measuring stick of our character, okay? And it's nothing wrong if you want to be able to, you know, test, you know, another sister to see if she's able to, you know, be a confident. You know, these things are very important. It's okay if you want to do that because you value your trust factor within yourself, and extending that trust onto other people is nothing wrong with that. But to have a unhealthy, distrustful demeanor towards each other because of beauty standards or because of what we have or whatever, that's all nonsense. Okay, that's nonsense. When you're jealous of another bronze sister and things like that, and then you say, I don't like her, I don't trust her, this, that, the third, that's unhealthy. And it says a lot about how much you trust yourself. If you can meet another woman for the first time, I don't care if you're picking up her energy and you feel that it's just something not right about her, or let's say something is not right with you, and you looking at a person and off of the bat, you say you don't like the person. You have to check yourself. Okay? At least first check yourself and say, well, why don't I like this girl? Or why do I feel this type of way towards her? And once you're able to make that self-assessment for yourself, then you can realize, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. Because 9 times out of 10, those type of women that's out there that meet a girl for the first time and be like, oh, I don't like her, this, that, the third. And then you find out that she's nothing what you thought of. It's like a looking glass mirror. You feeling you going off of tacit assumptions that she's this day, she's that way. But it's all a reflection or deflection of yourself. Okay, so this is why you have to make that assessment and you have to stand clear of the fact of, okay, are you making a proper judgment, you know, and when it comes down to trusting. So this is, you know, I wanted to just encourage the fact that just as much as you evaluate in a person's character, the same way how you have to develop those certain solid characteristics within yourself, especially you bronze women. We should be able to complement each other. We should be able to empower and uplift each other without a problem. We should be able to talk to each other, push each other to excel, not breaking each other down or talking about each other and, just having a lot of discords amongst each other, or being catty and, you know, ignorant or spiteful and things like that is uncalled for. Okay, it's almost as if having a demand on your ego or pride, and you can't be that way. Okay, so I'm just giving a hypothetical situation just to stand clear of that, you know, and to just get our minds right. Even as bronze women, and for those who just listening, you could be a bronze man or any other race of person that's listening. You need to just check yourself first, you know, and we all need to restore that trust and factor within ourselves and to be able to extend that trust onto other people. Okay. And then allowing trust and factors to become practical and earn. So allowing trusting factors, meaning, like I said, if you want to give a person a test or you want to, you know, do a certain thing, set up a certain circumstance or whatever and see if this person is reliable or trustworthy, is nothing wrong with that, especially if it's practical and the person is earning your trust as you go along, okay, as you extend it. And then making a proper assessment of a person's reliability factor. Okay, that's how you're able to extend your trust. If somebody show otherwise in their reliability factor, then that trust and factor should go in question. So with that being said, this was a 30-minute talk show audio, and I thank you all for taking the time out for listening to Natural Radio Show. I do apologize for not being able to do it live, but, you know, due to time constraints and other, you know, obligations, I had to do a recording, but I didn't want to miss the day. So I hope you all was able to get something from this broadcast and to just think about trust in reality, your reality, and how you're able to allow it to be a healthy factor rather than an unhealthy factor. You know, when it comes down to the premises and the factoring into you being able to trust yourself and other people. So with that being said, thank you for listening to the Natural Radio Show. Good night.